This is Senator Bob Dole. A Democrat amendment to the new defense bill isn't just tying up the Senate, it's tying the president's hands. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, just when our arms control team in Geneva is on the verge of a breakthrough, your team on Capitol Hill pulls the rug out from under them, and Ronald Reagan too. Your Democrat amendment ties the president's hands by forcing him to abide by your narrow and dangerous interpretation of the so-called ABM treaty instead of the legally correct view. Unfortunately, that's just what the Kremlin wants to hear. We all want arms control and a defense bill, but the president can't negotiate with the Soviets and the Congress at the same time. Ted, let's pass the defense bill, but let's pass on this misguided amendment.
Bob, there's good news and bad news on arms control, and the bad news is worse than the good news is good. President Reagan may be negotiating a new treaty with the Russians on missiles in Europe, but he's also trying to scuttle the most important arms control agreement now in the books, the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 1972. If he succeeds, it will be a serious setback for arms control, even if a Euro-missile agreement is signed. That's why Congress has stepped in to save the ABM treaty. Star Wars is the problem, Bob. For 15 years, the ABM treaty has outlawed such schemes and avoided an arms race in space. Now the White House pretends they've discovered a loophole buried in the treaty all these years, big enough for Star Wars to squeeze through. Nonsense, Bob. A bipartisan majority of Congress has rejected that phony loophole, and so should you. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on new ways to protect workers and communities when factories are closed. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.